재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프 팝빵.
It's the longest running radio show in TBS EFM history.
I love listening to Steve. He is wise, goofy, and I feel like he is my uncle.
Steve is my dad name.
That's a coincidence.
I need the Steve Hadley show to keep me awake after lunch and for a good laugh.
Very relative to English speakers in Korea.
Steve Hadley show, 대박!
It's definitely family friendly.
Fun radio show I ever heard. Very informative, from boring history facts and juicy Hollywood celebrity stories, and that they have like great job to do it in a very fun and then very lucky way. So I think this is a perfect show to learn English.
I love
the Steve Hadley show.
Steve Hadley show.
The Steve Hadley show.
Hour number two of the Steve Hatherley Show. You're listening to us on EFM 101.3 in the Seoul and its surrounding areas, GFN 98.7 in Gwangju, 93.7 FM in Yeosu, 90.5 in Busan. Thank you so much for staying with us for hour number two on this Wednesday afternoon. It is the 19th day of January for 2022. And we want to know about your sign today, your zodiac sign, Chinese zodiac or astrological sign, either or both. And tell us whether you think the description of your sign matches the personality that you have in your everyday life. That's our question today. Think about that and then share your thoughts. Pounder sharp 1013. That will cost you 50 or 101, depending on the length of your text. You can DM us at Instagram by searching at the Steve Hatherley Show. Leave us a comment at our YouTube live stream. Go to youtube.com, search TBS EFM Live or the Steve Hatherley Show. Both of those searches send you straight to us. You can log in there, leave us a comment there, and doing that might get you one of the 10,000 won coffee vouchers that we will give out before the end of our program. When we come back, we hear about your signs and your personalities. Here is 이날치 봄 내려온다.
Hi, I'm Ethan, and I was born in August, so that makes me a Leo. And Leo is supposed to be a natural leader and a sort of attention seeker to a degree, but I really don't see myself as a leader. I would actually prefer to be out of people's attention. The last thing I would ever want to do at a party is to do anything that will have other people talk about it for days. So I think this astrological zodiac is a myth. But on the MBTI, on the other hand, maybe I trust it a little bit.
Here's what I think.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I'm a software engineer. I was born on September 23rd, so my zodiac sign is Libra. I think my zodiac sign really suits who I am as a person, because I consider myself a people person, and Libras are known to be very extroverted and friendly. Another trait of Libras that I strongly resonate with is our desire for justice. When I was young, my dream was to become a detective. I also resonate with some of the negative traits of my zodiac sign. For example, Libras are sometimes known to be indecisive, and I couldn't agree more, because I often take days to make a simple decision.
Here's what I think.
My name is Rachel, and I'm an environment scientist major. My zodiac sign is Scorpio, and people usually associate Scorpios with being passionate people who are kind of manipulative, but also brave. I have to agree with this part, because when I find a field of interest, I really like to dig deeper and really do a deeper research on it. So I first fell in love with this field, my major of environmental science, when I was learning about a global cooperation. I was studying how different countries were disproportionately affected by the climate change, and it usually had to do with economic situations, and I really felt that I could contribute to this area, so I became really passionate about this area. However, I have to say, I'm not sure if the description of being deep thinkers, and Scorpio's like taking a step back from the public really matches me, because I'm a very outgoing person who likes to debate and discuss ideas with other people. Thank you.
I don't know if I've ever met a Scorpio before.
Not that I knew of, at least.
Scorpios don't tell you they're Scorpios.
You think
Is that
so?
Their trait?
Some tell you all the time, right? Aries tell you. They talk about it.
Okay. The ones with the good traits, do they speak out?
I'm an Aries, so that's why I am the way I am.
Yeah. Maybe it's because of the image of Scorpio, like a scorpion.
Manipulative. Yeah.
Yeah. That, wow, that's very strong.
Yeah.
That is. Mm-hmm. That's not a good sign, is it?
But they're passionate and brave. So.
And manipulative.
Depending on your field of work.
You might need to manipulate people.
Spy.
Or evil genius.
Oh, yeah.
Influencer.
I suppose. Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Environmental science. That's got to be an interesting field to study.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be. Yeah. Like, you are the future.
We're counting on you, Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Rachel, for your answer. Leah is a software engineer, and she's a Libra, like us on this team.
Uh-huh. So many.
I know.
People person.
Yep.
Friendly.
Yep.
Outgoing.
Yep.
A seeker of justice.
Yes.
Do you know, I get that vibe from both of you.
Oh, you
know?
Do?
Yeah, just subtly. Like, it's not like you're campaigning for justice every day.
Well, it's interesting that Leah said she had considered a field, you know, being a police detective.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And I have often thought to myself, I would be a very good police detective.
You do like your crime podcast, don't you? And solving them.
I do enjoy sunglasses.
No, you're perfect.
Yeah.
You basically are a detective.
But my friend once said to me, you can't find your car in a parking lot. How are you going to find a criminal?
Wow.
That's also a good point, yeah.
I don't think I could handle it, though. Kate, do you think you could be a police detective?
Maybe not out in the field, but I think I've always been interested in criminology,
like
the psychology of criminals. And so maybe in that aspect I might be contributing, maybe?
Like in a lab or an office, perhaps?
In an office with research and then working with people who are actually out in the field, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'd have to be out in the field, but I don't want to see the blood, though.
No. You want to be questioning.
If someone else could do that part.
Yeah.
And then I can try to just solve the crime.
I want to just show my badge and just say, Detective Pete! And then like flip it back into my pocket.
Yes, exactly.
I think you can do that. It's just you don't have good creds.
But that's all I want to do. Like nothing else. That's it. Yeah.
Ethan.
Leo, like me.
Leo.
Then do you agree? Do you feel like you're a natural leader and an attention seeker?
I don't want any attention. I don't like talking and everyone listening. Please listen to me, everybody.
Pete
right now.
Does enjoy his attention from time to time.
Yeah, I used to be really shy as a youth, but even then I do recall that if people were giving me the spotlight for the right reasons, they're like, oh, Peter, then I'd actually enjoy it even then.
When did you come out of your shell?
Much later, like mid-20s.
Oh,
maybe.
Is that right?
Something
that late?
Like that, yeah. Hmm. And then really grew into it. But I think, yeah, like he said, maybe the MBTI is better, but I think that's more scientific, isn't it? You ask a load of questions about your personality. It's not the stars.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you for your responses. Let's see what you have to say about this. Do you think your sign matches who you are? 3776 says, I'm the year of the rooster, the chicken, and the Scorpio. Well, I'm quite curious, but I'm not sure whether the chicken fits the real me. I have no ideas about the traits of the chicken in the Chinese zodiac. Have a nice day.
Well, I looked it up for you.
Oh.
It says that you are loyal and trustworthy. You're very sociable and very accomplished and usually very well-dressed.
Wow. Like a little rooster with his red hat on, perhaps.
Whoa. Well, I was thinking more of like the tails because, you know, they're very lush. And
that's true.
Yeah.
I've just got the image of a chicken in a suit.
Just barking about. Hannah says I'm a rooster as well.
Oh.
And a Sagittarius. I used to read my horoscope every weekend in the Sunday papers when I was younger. But now I don't read it that much anymore because it's not always correct. And I kind of only believe it when it has a positive outcome.
Yeah. I agree.
Selective reading.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, you should, you're going to lose some money. You just kind of skip over that point and just, be like, oh, there's something good luck in the East. And you're like, yeah, I got to go East.
That's me.
2211 says, I'm a tiger. 안녕하세요. 저는 2022년의 주인공 호랑이띠입니다. 호랑이 하면 용맹하고 날쌘 뭐 그런 모습인데 저는 집 TV에서 하는 공포영화도 혼자 못 볼 정도로 겁이 많고 다이어트 실패해서 날쌘 커녕 2022년 누구보다 느긋하게 살고 있습니다. 이렇게 호랑이랑 닮은 점은 하나도 없지만 그냥 호랑이를 참 좋아해요. 동물원에 가서도 입구부터 보는 게 아니라 가장 끝에 있는 호랑이를 먼저 보면서 내려옵니다. 올 한 해 호랑이를 비롯한 나머지 11명의 친구들 멋진 한 해가 되길 기원할게요. So 2211 says that they were born in the year of the tiger. And you know, when you think of a tiger, you think of very brave, very fast and swift and whatnot. But then, you know, 2211 can't even look at a horror movie alone in their house. They're so scared of it. And they're not fast and swift. They didn't, you know, they totally failed on their diet. And so they're just really chillaxing this 2022. And so they don't have anything in common with the tiger, but they do like tigers. And so when they visit the zoo, they will always go first to the zoo and then work their way throughout the rest of the zoo.
You're naturally drawn to the tigers.
Whoa.
Yeah.
5811 says 저는 말띠인데요. 결혼할 때 시어머님이 싫어하셨어요. 한국에서 여자 말띠는 발자가 셌다고 해요. Do you know 발자? Is that true in Korea? So the 발띠 is the horse?
The 말띠, yeah.
Oh, sorry, the 말띠 is the horse D. Is that true in Korea that if you're the horse D?
If you're a girl.
If you're a woman, then people kind of don't look kindly upon that?
I don't know. So when you say 팔자가 세다, it means like basically you're very unlucky or like your fate is ill.
Well, that's not good.
I know, but I can't believe she said that to your face.
What was the soy milk part of that?
Soy milk.
Oh, I think. So
do you know 팔자? Like
English? Spelling it in Korean.
Not soy milk.
I thought there was a connection between the 말띠 and some soy milk.
Horses like soy milk. Right. Yeah, I know that about the Chinese zodiac signs. Isn't it 4 years like difference is said to be compatible with?
That's you? What I
like
hear.
Four
too.
Years above and 4 years below.
What happened there? So the mom-in-law said you're not going to have any luck.
So I guess I'm assuming that when they were dating and talking about marriage, then her mother-in-law now probably told her son, like, look, your girlfriend, she's the 말띠. And so that
Stay
means
clear.
That, yeah.
Stay away.
Not the best match. But hey, no, you're doing great.
I hope so, yeah.
Worked out well. All right, more messages. We'll save them until later on in the show. Text in and tell us whether you think your zodiac sign matches with who you are as a person. The description of that and then the description of you. Text in for 50 or 101. DM us at Instagram or leave us a comment at our YouTube live stream and you might be a 10,000 won coffee voucher winner. We get bint busted when we come back from this. Ellie Goulding, Diplo, and Sway Lee. Close to me.